Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. At the moment, there's a new chapter opening in that ongoing war. It is now being waged, it would appear, against Jeff Sessions, the new Attorney General of the Trump administration. He is being hectored for having apparently not disclosed to Congress that there were contacts between him and the Russian ambassador. My view of this is that it is much ado about nothing except trying to take down this very important cabinet officer and thereby further damage the Trump administration. But to visit about that and more, I'm very pleased to have with us a man who has studied deeply the so-called deep state. He is the author of several books touching on aspects of the story, including Shadow Warriors, Traitors, Saboteurs, and The Party of Surrender. Also, a new book, Deception, The Making of the YouTube Video Hillary and Obama Blamed for Benghazi. You can also find him writing on Dark Forces, The Truth About What Happened in Benghazi. He is, of course, Kenneth Timmerman. Among other things, he is the president and CEO of the Foundation for Democracy in Iran and a Nobel Peace Prize nominee for his work in trying to counter that terrible regime in Tehran. We'll talk about that if we have time. But first, I want to talk about the deep state. Ken Timmerman, welcome back. It's so good to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Frank. These are very busy times, aren't they?
They are indeed. It's a full employment program, it seems, trying to ensure that the country isn't driven off the rails by its enemies, foreign and domestic. Ken, tell us a little bit about this so-called deep state and what you make of its activities, particularly those alleged to be taking place against the President of the United States and his senior subordinates.
Well, there are a couple things going on. First of all, at the White House, you have a very large number, probably in the hundreds, of Obama holdovers at the National Security Council and other places in the White House, people who have security clearances and who the Trump people were not able to replace quickly enough because they could not get their people cleared. These individuals do not accept President Trump. They think he's an interloper. They're doing everything that they possibly can to undermine him, his presidency, his credibility, and they are leaking classified information. And they are leaking classified information through conduits to the news media and also to Congress. We've seen some of those stories come out recently. Clearly, the story about Jeff Sessions was a leak of intelligence information, so therefore it was illegal. Somebody in the intelligence community at some level had understood that Jeff Sessions had a meeting with the Russian ambassador at the National Harbor at a social event sponsored by the Heritage Foundation. Now, that's a pretty extraordinary thing, Frank, when you think about it. Why would our intelligence community be interested in what a senator, which ambassador's hand a senator would be shaking as he goes down a rope line at a cocktail party? And yet, that has been ginned up into some kind of deep, dark secret of Russian influence and all the rest.
Ken, one of the other charges is that he had a meeting in his Senate office as well that is, I believe, entirely consistent with the activities of a United States senator, particularly one that was quite critical of Russia, let us recall, and who, as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, had responsibility for understanding and properly equipping our forces to contend with the Russian threat. Much of this is wrapped around the argument that he did not disclose these conversations to Al Franken when Senator Franken was questioning him in the course of his confirmation hearings. Ken, based on what you know of the senator's question to the attorney general designate, do you think there's some wrongdoing there?
No. As Ted Cruz mentioned this on TV this morning on Fox News, clearly when a sitting senator is going to meet with ambassadors from many different countries, asked to meet with senators about various questions, and they do so. It doesn't mean that they embrace the cause of the ambassador. It means that they're giving him a hearing. I, as a congressional staffer, have sat in on meetings like that. It happens every day Congress is in session, and just about every office of 535 members of Congress. So there's nothing untoward about that. That's part of the normal activities and responsibilities of a member of the United States Senate.
And specifically, as I understand it, Senator Franken asked him, have you had meetings with the Russians about this campaign of the presidency? And he said, quite truthfully, no, he had not. And I'm just struck by this, Ken, and I just want you to sort of tease this out for us. Your shadow warrior's charge here is rather direct. Do you think that what is going on here is what I kind of think of as the Flynning of Jeff Sessions, manufacturing false charges that are used at the very least to try to so encumber an individual in high office as to make him ineffective, if not actually get him removed from the job that he now holds?
Yes, that's clearly what they're trying to do. I don't think they're going to succeed, but yes, that's what they're trying to do. You have a person like Evelyn Farkas. She was a Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense during the Obama administration, resigned in September 2015 because she thought Obama should take a tougher line against Russia. Then she joined Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. And ever since then, she has been going after Trump, trying to peddle these stories that Trump is somehow beholden to Russian oligarchs close to Putin, owes them money, and all kinds of really scandalous allegations with no factual backup. And yet she was on MSNBC last night trying to claim again that at the end of the Obama administration, they realized in the White House, we don't know exactly who they were, but I can tell you it was the deep state, the people that we're talking about. They realized at the White House they had classified information. They had to preserve it, this information about Trump and Russia. And so she said, we tried to get it to Congress. Now, if what she's saying is true, Frank, what she's just said is that I have been serving as a conduit for the deep state to take this classified information to which I have no right. You know, I do not have access and I don't have the clearances for it to take it to Congress. That's how the deep state works. It's how the shadow warriors work. They go through cutouts and conduits to get this information out to the press. And then it's somebody like an Elijah Cummings or a senator like Al Franken who then will reveal it in public. And they're revealing classified information.
Yeah. Well, there's much more to be ferreted out, I think, here. Ferreted out is something that you do very well, Ken Timmerman, as one of the world-class investigative reporters of our time. I know that you'll be on this case. Let me ask you very quickly in the minute and a half or so we have left, Ken, to talk about a totally different subject. Iran. You have been warning for some time about Iran's ongoing terror support. Talk a little bit about its driving force, perhaps, Qasem Soleimani. Who is he and what is he up to now, notwithstanding the deal that was supposed to have improved relations between us and the Islamic Republic of Iran?
Well, Qasem Soleimani is their chief terrorist. He commands a militia in Iraq of 100,000 people, 100,000 armed men. That's as big as the Iraqi army at this point. And he has been killing Americans. He introduced the explosively formed penetrators into Iraq, which are responsible for the deaths of about 1,500 American soldiers. I did a brief video recently for the Islamic State of Iran Crime Research Center. It's ISICRC.org with a wounded warrior who was blown up by one of these EFPs and the widow of a U.S. soldier who was killed. Look, Soleimani is a killer. We ought to impose sanctions on him. We ought to do more than just impose sanctions on him, but I would leave that for a closed setting, as they say.
Well, he's a dangerous dude, that's for sure. And the fact that he is still operating in other parts of the Middle East, as well as his native Iran, should be a matter of the utmost concern to the Trump administration and to all of us engaged in trying to protect the national security and the interests of the United States. Ken Timmerman, you do that exceptionally well at the Institute for Democracy in Iran, among other outlets. I know you'll keep up that important work and that you will come back to us, I hope, with updates on the Shadow Warriors and more very soon. Next up, we will be speaking with Fred Flights. We'll get another take on all of this from an intelligence professional and the Senior Vice President of the Center for Security Policy. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.